Iran denies plane shootdown.
It is too premature to conclude anything.
President scoffs at war powers measure.
The radical left Democrats have expressed outrage over the termination.
Blistering aircraft company documents.
Boeing employees talk about deceiving the FAA, mocking regulations.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Iranian officials say the U.S. intelligence belief that Iran shot a passenger jet out of the sky isn't true.
It seems to us that hitting the plane by a rocket was out of the question.
But the U.S. and key allies say the evidence points to two missiles, perhaps fired by accident, taking down the Ukrainian plane that went down outside Tehran. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer's at the crash site where a lot of the evidence seems to be gone.
There are no guards here. Nobody tried to stop us coming in. In fact, there are people all over, some looking for things of value to take away, some just reflecting on what's happened. There isn't much of the plane left. Local people say that trucks, cranes showed up and took most of the pieces that were here away. Clearly, this is an impact crater behind me, another one over there, but they're empty. It doesn't appear that the Ukrainian investigators have come to the site, and whatever evidence was here is just not here anymore.
Well, dozens of Canadians were among the 176 people who died when that plane went down. Friends are trying to help families of the victims.
And they're crying, they're sobbing, and you just have to calm them down and try to ask questions and see if there's anything we can do for them.
I'm Chris Mavridis in Toronto. Hundreds of mourners have come to this auditorium in the city's north end to share stories about some of the 63 Canadian victims, a dentist and her 9-year-old daughter, the young couple and their 1-year-old, the siblings who started a nonprofit for students struggling with mental health issues. The Iranian community here isn't huge, but it's tight. One mourner here said, "You didn't have to have family on that plane to feel the pain of loss."
The U.S. strike on Iran's top general and Tehran's missile response stoked war fears in this country. Anti-war demonstrators turned out yesterday in Charlotte and Indianapolis.
We don't want war. We don't want troops on the ground. We don't want sanctions.
President Trump says he signed off on stepped-up sanctions yesterday. Last night, he went to Ohio.
Mr. Trump defended the killing of Iran General Soleimani.
Soleimani was actively planning new attacks, and he was looking very seriously at our embassies.
At one point, the president suggested Democrats would have leaked his plans if they had been tipped off.
Now, Schiff is a big leaker. You know, he leaks to crazy CNN.
National security is an issue the president feels can benefit his campaign, especially now. Steve Futterman, CBS News, with the president in Toledo.
That rally came just hours after the House voted to limit Mr. Trump's ability to take further military action against Iran. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The resolution pushed through by Democrats would require the president to get congressional approval first.
The president should not be able to commit the U.S. recklessly and flagrantly to war.
Three Republicans, including one of the president's staunchest supporters, Florida's Matt Gaetz, crossed party lines.
I support the president. Killing Soleimani was the right decision, but engaging in another forever war in the Middle East would be the wrong decision.
But most House Republicans stood by him.
The president has inherent Article II authority as commander-in-chief to defend the United States.
Well, today, Iraq's prime minister asked the U.S. to decide on the mechanism for an American troop withdrawal from his country. The U.S. insists its forces are not leaving. One member of Congress says emails released by Boeing about the grounded 737 MAX and federal regulators are damning. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
In one from 2018, a Boeing pilot says, "I still haven't been forgiven by God for the covering up I did last year. Can't do it one more time." In another exchange, an employee asks, "Would you put your family on a MAX simulator-trained aircraft? I wouldn't." Other messages raise complaints about the plane itself. One said, "This airplane is designed by clowns who in turn are supervised by monkeys."
A research team thinks it's closing in on why unacceptable levels of a cancer-causing chemical were found in a popular heartburn medication. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, the drug we're talking about is sold under the brand name Zantac, and researchers say at room temperature everything's fine, but when it gets hot, The drug itself generates unacceptable levels of that chemical. Emory pharmachemist Ron Najafi.
Someone were to keep the ranitidine Zantac in their car, for example, and in the middle of summertime, that product is going to get heated up. And it's going to generate this compound.
And Najafi's lab wants more recalls and testing, and for products to be shipped under controlled temperatures, the FDA is still not sure that that's the solution. Steve?
Federal prosecutors now say video footage of Jeffrey Epstein's New York jail cell on a day he survived a suicide attempt is lost. CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Video of the cell exterior where Epstein first tried to end his life was sent to federal investigators and restored last week. But prosecutors said it's the wrong video. Federal prosecutors said the jail inadvertently preserved video from the wrong tier at the jail. And as a result, video from outside the defendant's cell no longer exists.
Could be a violent weather day in parts of the South. And WCBS-TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn says the East is set for record-breaking warmth.
You don't get tornadoes during the month of January, and yet that's a possibility today. The biggest risk is going to be anywhere from Texas today all the way up at least to the possibility of the area around the Tennessee Valley. Now, as this system pushes to the east today, tomorrow, it's going to be pushing a lot of heat into places where heat should not be going this time of the year. I'm even talking the ski areas of New England.
There have been coyote sightings in downtown Chicago. At least two reported attacks on people. In one case, a six-year-old was bitten on the head. This woman's dog encountered one.
I knew they existed, but they're out on the prowl.
Coyote sightings yesterday prompted two schools to go on lockdown. Need something hot and need it now? Put it in a microwave. Need something cold in a flash? They've come up with something for that.
Its developers are likening it to a reverse microwave. The Juno, unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, promises to chill that can of beer, bottle of wine, soft drinks, you name it, in seconds. Utilizing a thermoelectric cooling engine, it spins water around the beverage at high speed, rapidly decreasing the temperature in the can. Not only does it produce a cold beverage in under a minute, it won't fizz up when you open it. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
A hot car is up for auction today. The green 1968 Ford Mustang Fastback, driven by Steve McQueen in the movie Bullet. In a 10-minute epic chase scene, the family that bought it back in 1974 restored it. It could fetch millions. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.